accepted.
I'll second that.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented from our last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work.
You know, we might as well start with Bart Cross here. Mark got a new map for the road realignment. Bar Cross. Looks good to me.
You want that one?
Oh.
Yeah. Two there.
There we go.
Okay.
Yes.
Anybody got one?
Yeah.
So what you have before you is the latest proposed realignment of Bar Cross Road. It's a 35 mile an hour design, and it includes cutting the hill off.
Cool.
Cutting the hill down, I should say.
Cool. Looks like a better scenario there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like they're coming this side of that one culvert, so.
You probably need some culverts for that, probably, huh?
Yeah, we'd still like to see if that offer was still good with you guys.
Yeah, but if we'll bring some culverts, you put them in.
Yeah.
On that. Now on the road down on the bottom,
and we'd like to have them as long as possible just to flatten out your slopes.
We would too.
So if they ended up being easement to easement or thereabouts, you know, that would be. So yeah. We want to move as much dirt as we can to help blend it so it looks as natural as possible.
Yeah, we've been putting in long culverts lately before. I'm good with it.
Great.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, that looks like a lot better scenario. The curves look good. So the grade up that hill is going to be pretty gradual. Is that correct?
It'll be lower, and I don't, until we do the survey, I don't know what that grade will actually be.
Okay.
But that was really the only big
that was
question,
the,
was that hill?
The big issue was the people that were hauling equipment in that direction.
Sure.
Trying to pull that hill.
Yeah, Victory Edge, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess we're going to widen that cut out so it's not sure.
Yeah, as much as you can without going.
Anything will help. Yeah, I'm good.
Part of the proposal, too, is to dig a wildlife pond, which incorporates existing road, so we want to work that and manage that to where we didn't interfere with traffic while we were building the project, maintaining good access for everyone. But that's part of the gravel source and reclamation and wetland mitigation part of the project.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept this project.
Oh.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, in the scheme of things, as we go along, we've advertised for any comments or any claim for damages and all that stuff. And we didn't get anything on that. And that was back in December.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to schedule a public hearing for the public to review all of this. So I don't know at this point if it's appropriate for you guys to accept this. It may very well be. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we do still need to have a public hearing.
I think it would be best if we had the public hearing first. Just
can we do that at our next meeting?
Yeah.
I think we can because we've done our notice that we're required to do.
Right.
And we held up on the public hearing just because we weren't ready with everything.
But now we have all the information and we can have the public hearing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so we'll move forward with that, and at our next meeting, we'll have our public hearing and then be able to turn you loose.
So your next meeting, just so you remember, is on Friday, March 19th, or 9th.
March
9th. Right. Friday, March 9th.
Yep.
So do we do a resolution on this, Mary, as opposed to just a motion, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd have
we'll need a resolution, and then that'll be ready at our next meeting, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Moving at the speed of government, gentlemen.
And so, Mike, just to enlighten myself here,
anytime
you change a road, that this is the process that it has to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you have all the information has been presented, then you still need a public hearing.
Okay.
Only one.
Yeah.
It's not to get the cart ahead of the horse, but it's kind of hoping to maybe get some of the engineering started while it was so we didn't get jammed up there, but I don't know if Mark thinks that's appropriate to start that at this point, or whether we'd be safe or not.
I don't see any reason why you couldn't start your engineering. I think as long as you don't turn a spade, I think we're all right.
Okay, so more than likely it'll happen.
Should.
More than likely.
It should, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
It's times are slow now, and it's optimum for everyone to get this stuff done instead of waiting until the busy season. So
understand.
We'd like to at least get enough warm enough fuzzy feeling we dare to go that far.
Yeah. I can't give you the 100% guarantee, but I can say if this were my project, I think I'd move forward with the engineering.
Okay.
But Mr. Chairman, we've got a letter from the land trust.
Yes.
So, I mean, the players are the county and the land trust, so.
Yep.
I don't expect any, if anybody else was going to come in and say anything, they would have already submitted something back when we called for comments, I would think.
I'm feeling warm and fuzzy.
Pretty much a formality.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, what else, Butch?
Well, do you want to talk about Ema Lane any at all, about going up there and looking at that approach?
Sure, sure.
All right. Well, Mac and Doc and I went up and looked at the Ema Lane approach. There was an existing approach up there, and they, Sherbal asked if we could move it down. I said, sure, I don't have a problem with that. But, as I found out later, they want a dead end at the hospital, in the hospital, if it gets built.
At the proposed hospital.
Yeah, and that road should go through to the other street instead of just dive in, because the other road that was in there goes all the way over to the other road. And if they take it out and move it, then it should go all the way
through. It should go all the way through.
So that'd be one of the changes I would say should have to happen.
But so, it's not our responsibility to build that road.
It's not ours, but the approach came off of there, and that road goes all the way through to the other street. That's what it shows on the plaque. So they wanted to move it down, and I assumed it was going to be moved down with the 10th road goes all the way through. If they move it down here and go dead into the hospital, then there's this property up here that has no access.
Mm-hmm.
The way the plaque is.
Well, the approach is our responsibility. The road clear through is
yes, it's theirs.
Right. So the approach.
But if I'm approving the approach.
Right. So at this point, I think the approach stays where it's at, unless we see some other information that shows a road going all the way through.
So, Mr. Chairman, I don't know where we're at and haven't been on a conversation with Butch, but I do know that the road to the north that goes all the way through is platted as a town easement, and that one's location is not going to change.
So they're going to add an approach to the hospital.
I see. So not changing the approach, adding an approach.
Adding an approach.
I see. Okay.
So where we stopped and looked, that's the approach, and they would continue with that and put that road all the way across to Bloomfield Avenue or whatever that road is called.
To the second roundabout,
yeah.
Yes.
So this is just an addition to that approach.
It would go straight into hospital like they want.
But that still is their responsibility financially?
Yes.
Okay. So another approach into that area would be our responsibility and our bill?
No.
We just have to.
They have to build it and stuff. We just get permission to access.
Give them permission to do it?
Yeah, but that's going to put, if they have a dead end road to the hospital, that's going to put all the traffic in there.
Yeah. Well,
instead
like,
of coming in from the other
like
side.
Like Mark said, if that other road stays, then the dead end into the hospital is okay, right?
Well, that other road's up the road a ways. It's not going to probably access the hospital.
At this point,
okay. Let me just
the whole thing's hypothetical.
See if I can Let me see if I can understand this. There's a road up north that goes into the grade school and straight through. Is that right?
That's way up north.
Okay.
It kind of heads towards that bridge.
Okay.
It's back this way.
Okay, and then there's another approach to the south.
Yes.
That goes clear through to another road.
To the second roundabout.
To the second roundabout.
But that hasn't been built yet.
Oh, that road
it's
isn't.
A flat road.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I see. Okay.
And see, Butch's concern is that if we have that approach where it goes all the way across, then we have another approach that goes dead ends into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have traffic coming out onto Eamon Lane in two different spots and in a very close position.
I
and
see.
You're increasing the traffic.
Okay.
And I'll bet you, am I correct, that you're not seeing 200 yards? Is there two roundabouts?
You know, I don't know what
I mean, what I'm saying is
those two approaches.
Probably not 200 yards.
Yeah,
I don't know how far it is. It's not very far, but.
Something's platted roads here. It's not in.
You'd think it'd be nice if they could use that other street going to the school to turn in on there somewhere.
I do understand their.
But that,
I understand why they would want a dead end into the hospital, too, for emergency services.
But if it, but they could, all of it would come out on Eamon Lane.
Right.
What Butch is saying is,
I understand.
Are you going to have to have a turn lane because of just coming off of 191?
Yeah, if you've got two approaches pretty close together.
Well, there's a standard on that. I think it's 200 feet. I didn't measure that, so I don't know. It's 200 feet.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Sight distance.
Well, if we have a platted road and if we are over 200 feet to another approach, I guess I still don't have a problem with another approach.
Well, even if it's under, you can variance it. I've done it out to industrial.
Well, and the reason I say that is just looking into the future, emergency services, I could see where they would want that approach that goes straight into the hospital.
So this road's not.
Well, I think looking into the future depends on if they get.
It depends on a lot of things.
A lot of things.
Absolutely. So, this is a bridge that can be crossed maybe once dirt has been moved.
Yeah. I just didn't want to, like, I said they could do that, but I think it might be.
Okay.
Everybody needs to kind of make that call.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Very good.
What you got? Anything more?
I don't have it.
I'll be there.
Really?
That's it for me.
Excellent. Are we crushing gravel?
Well, they got back from the school. They're probably getting close.
Good.
What was
so,
I see in the vouchers? You have crusher repair bills.
Yeah, they did the cone and stuff on that crusher.
We had a seal go out.
So they did.
You had a what go out?
A seal go out that a belt slipped, and on the crushers. On the cones, the way they work is it was kind of a multi-fault. The computer and the crusher supposed to shut it down, and it didn't. It did, but it was a little later than it should have been. So under the cone, filled full of gravel, and it did what it's supposed to, but it pushes the cone up. So it ruined the seal, but that's what it's supposed to do, so it don't destroy stuff.
Okay.
So at that time, we needed to replace the cone anyway, so you had to pretty much disassemble the whole thing, because the seal's at the very bottom of the machine. So you had, we had to lift all the whole inside of the machine out, fix the seal, put the new cone in, and it's ready to go. I just sent them to a school last week. They just got back Saturday. So we're okay. Ready to roll.
Okay.
So we're all in right. Good shape. They learned a lot. I mean, it was really kind of good that we had to go through this because we didn't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And now we do. So okay. Everything. We should be good.
The seal deal was a mechanical error, not an operational error?
It was... Not really. We should have shut it down faster than they did.
Okay.
They thought it was okay, and so they fired it. The machine shut it down before anything was ruined, but then they fired it back. They cleaned it out, thought they had it cleaned out good, and fired it back up. And
gotcha.
They okay. Didn't realize the belt was still slipping, so it filled it up again, and that's when the seal went out. So it was... kind of
okay.
Something that we won't do ever again because now we know this, but we didn't realize it would do that.
Okay.
So I guess in that conversation, Alec, you say you changed the cone out?
Put a new cone in it.
The other cone only had roughly 800 hours on it. Am I right or wrong there?
Yeah, it did. It,
that's it.
But it was the original one. Mm-hmm. And so it was actually the lowest grade right. One because they put the mode in, you know,
they sell you with the cheap version.
The yes. Cheap version and
2 plug tires.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it,
so did, what are you estimating your hours?
We did over 85,000 yards in Richardson, and then they did right at 15,000 up in Bondurant. Bondurant's hard rock, and It wasn't totally, but they've learned, especially these new guys I got. We were running, it ran empty a little bit, and that's really hard on them. So one side was really wore out, really bad. So why we had it all tore apart, we could have maybe run it another month, but... Since we had to pull everything anyway, it wasn't feasible to do it twice. So,
okay.
I mean, we should do fine. We put a higher grade cone in it. I think in the way we're feeding it now and everything, we should be able to go, at least a couple of years.
Are you utilizing everything now? The DA to the dozer trap.
Oh yeah.
All it's all in.
That was a lot of the reason the cone wore out is because we couldn't feed it fast enough. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was the guys I had on it, everything would start going really well, so they'd start speeding it up and they were crushing faster than they could feed it instead of just slowing it down and you know, feeding. But they would think they would have enough piled up and then run yeah. It empty, and you never want to run them empty.
That's all part of the educational process that
exactly.
These
two new guys I got are very, I mean, I'm really excited because they know crushers. They're really good. I think we'll be able to do wonders.
Okay. Do we have more education to get, or are we...
I think they're good for now.
Functional?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Later.
All right, Billy, let's talk trash.
Okay. We are just taking care of that. Been working. Everything's landfill's going good. Baylor's running. They are coming the end of March to right now we're running in manual. We're being real careful because we can't see if something gets out of line, we could hurt something. But we're just stuff that we're not sure of, we're taking to loose field, so everything's going good. Other than that, I got our wildlife permit. We did everything they wanted. We got the cannons going. And believe it or not, we haven't had any ravens for like 2.5 weeks.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
They caught word.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. Well,
hey boys, the poison's coming.
Yeah. Well, we
cabin season.
What's funny is you poison them, and we found a couple dead ones, and they told us to hang them up.
Yeah.
And they're and man, that they're like gone. So. Word. Yeah, so our 400 ravens are gone. I don't know where they went, but they haven't been back.
Good.
So,
good.
One thing we kind of funny, we didn't even think about warning people about them cannons.
So
that scared the heck out of people for a little bit. We better put up a sign. So, didn't even think of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't think about yeah. that sort of thing. I mean, we're in Wyoming for heaven's
yeah,
sakes.
Yeah,
yeah. But people are shooting all the time, right? These cannons must be pretty loud.
They're loud. Yeah, yeah. And I didn't even think about people. That one day we're there and we're looking at the way we're doing our slope and everything, and they went off. And these people, it was like two ladies, and the one ran and got in the truck, and the other one just like put her
incoming.
Yeah, we're like, oh, geez. Yeah. So that was kind of. We didn't even think of that. The only other thing I really got, well, we've been working on the permit. That's going really well.
Permit.
Eric's. What's that?
Permit.
Oh, permit.
Yeah.
Permit.
Yeah, that's going good. Have no issues there.
Still on track.
So, the only other thing I got, I've been dealing with Ryan. It's time to renew the contract at the transfer station.
Ryan, do you want to come on up while we discuss this?
Sure, if you want to.
Oh, absolutely.
And we.
So the way the contract worked in the past is the contract was left to M&M with a one-time renewal without having to go back to a vote. Right. And that was in the matter of how many years?
Three years.
Mm-hmm. Was it a 3 year with another 3 year renewal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is the way we did that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, Ryan can explain it to you or I can. This is the.
First of all, before we do that, you know I have to ask if anybody else was given the opportunity to bid.
No, we just, you know, I'd hate to have to start over because, there's a lot to this. I mean, Ryan's guys sort a lot with the metal, I mean, and with the wood and with all the household trash and that. I mean, it would take 3 months to get someone else in there, and I mean there's a lot more to it than I really realized to it. And I just think, I mean, Ryan does a wonderful job up there.
Yeah.
It's clean. It's
no arguments there. But you know why I have to ask that.
Right.
Right.
No, mm-hmm. I just. Since we had the renewal
yep.
agreement in there,
yep.
I just moved forward with that.
I understand. Okay. So go ahead with the presentation there.
Really, Ryan, we changed some stuff up. He really didn't go much higher on anything. I think it looked really good. I had Matt look at it. Matt said it looked great to him. So I just brought it. You guys, you can explain to him if you want.
So,
just, yeah, hit the difference.
Basically, the differences are we have a kind of a complicated system right now where we're charging by the mile for the e-waste. the waste comes from the transfer station versus the cardboard at the recycle center comes from town, and so we're doing this by the mile thing. It's a lot of extra headaches, so I thought just kind of smooth it across and make it 150 per trip. It's going to be, you know, maybe a little bit light on the side of the recycle center, but if we make up for it hauling the e-waste at the transfer station, just going to make it simpler for everybody. That's the big change, basically. And then the per ton, we're making about $80 a trip to haul the trash right now, and it takes an hour and a half to make a run, and it's just not cutting it with the labor.
So that's
labor.
$80 per trip, and you're taking, that's after you're paying your labor and your fuel, or is that?
That's total. That's the start. That's the gross.
So everything comes off, okay.
So
everything comes out of that $80.
Everything comes out of that $80.
And
that's pretty marketable.
Yeah, it ended up that way. It's kind of a long story, but it ended up that way under Klingman. And so, you know, something to I'd like to point out is over the 9 years we've been doing this, I've never come back in asking for more money, even though there have been times where I could have used more money. But deal's a deal, and stuck to it. So now we're at that point where I'd like to try to make the trucking aspect of it a little less painful.
Well, we certainly want to make it fair.
Right.
Absolutely. Yep. So we don't expect you to do this for free or do it and it costing you money.
Yep, and I'm trying to keep it really reasonable because I love the job. The guys that work for me like working there. I don't want to have to let them go. And, you know, over the years, we've tried really hard to take care of the people that come up there from the community, unload their trash for them a lot of times, and go the extra distance to make them feel like they're at a local business rather than the dump, you know.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where the increases come from. It's trying to make it make the ends meet. It's a really modest price as it sits. I think it's going to be difficult to beat the pricing.
Sure. You have any questions, gentlemen, for Ryan or for Billy? Go ahead.
I think just going along with what your first question is, as long as Matt's seen this and this is a renewal, not going out for bid, we should be fine, I believe.
One of the reasons why I just bring that up is because I know two of you who are going to hear.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So. Well, one.
Yeah.
I'm the assistant.
Are you not going to answer your phone?
I'm the assistant. I understand.
Okay. Very good, gentlemen. Then
Mr.
go ahead.
Chairman, question. This is a renewal for how many years?
3 years.
Three more.
Will it have the 3-year renewal option then without?
It is still in there.
It's still in there.
Still
as it has been written.
So after 3 years, it can be renewed without being altered.
So the last time these prices were adjusted was 3 years ago, is that right?
That's true.
Yeah. So what we're looking at, I guess I understand what you're saying in terms of modest compared over 3 years,
mm-hmm.
but being the math guy looking at the increases, just looking from year to year, I don't know that I'd use the term modest. I understand what you're saying, but I just need to get in my mind, there hasn't been an increase in 3 years, and you've been working under those regulations and those
that's
prices.
Right. Fuel prices alone.
Yeah.
Right.
But like you said, I just need to know when I get questioned.
Yeah.
There hasn't been
modest versus fair.
Right. And I guess the only other question I have, and it's an inside joke, I guess, can you spell trash?
Yes.
Never mind.
Not under pressure.
I don't need
it. I would need a minute.
Would you need a day?
Yeah, I need a paper.
All right. Stencil.
No.
Go ahead.
I make a motion we move forward with a new contract for M&M transfer.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Billy.
Okay.
These are significant increases, and in your mind, are they justified.
That's yeah, you know, I went through and, I mean, like the $43 an hour for his hoe up there and his helper and everything. I mean, compared to like our pricing with Road and Bridge, what we base everything and all the hiring I, you know, do, he is quite a bit lower. And then looking for the next 3 years, I mean, I think it's very reasonable. I don't see any not gouging. I mean, I don't a lot of it. I mean, I think he's on some aspects of it. You know, he's a little low on stuff, in my opinion. But I mean, that's good for us.
Okay. So in the need to do this right, there is a motion on the table right now. So is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. So it has been moved and seconded that we move forward with this contract. Now we can have more discussion if there is some more to be had.
You guys,
Mary.
Just as a comment, the contract has been kind of complex on trying to figure out things for different portions of the, you know, trash to be moved, where they proposed a flat rate. That'll be easier for everybody all the way around.
Yeah.
It's been based on mileage. We've had gas issues. 3 years ago, and even before that, 6 years ago or whenever, mm-hmm. Think about the price of fuel mm-hmm. over that period of time. And fuel has pretty much stabilized over the past few years. We were dealing with $4 a gallon gas, you know, at one point in time, and trying to,
right.
you know, watch the price of gas and things like that.
Yeah,
so this
you were
is
losing money
little,
when that yeah. pie had peaked, yeah.
So there's yep. this is a little simpler, mm-hmm. makes a little bit more sense. The other part of it is, too, is that, think of over time, our production of trash has gone down as well. And that kind of drives the price up mm-hmm. because you still got to keep your people and your equipment in place
right.
when trash is less than what it has been. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
One point that I might make also is there is some benefit in being able to work with the person that you've hired to do this, and it's worth it.
And on that note, Ryan's been, I've called him on a lot of stuff, just trying to figure out, and he's helped me with numerous stuff, who to call, who to, because we had such a mess, piles of stuff that I needed to try to get rid of, and I wasn't real sure, and Ryan's been very helpful. Everything I ask him to do, he does.
When things go well, my phone does not ring. When things don't go so well, my phone still doesn't ring.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Just for to make it clear, this contract is renewable only because of provisions in the other contracts that it can be renewed X amount of times.
Can be renewed once and at the end of the 3 year period.
And that's what we're doing.
And that's where the same provision is in there.
Okay.
So does that mean in 3 years from now it will come up for bid?
No. It could be an automatic renewal if he wants to continue.
In other words, we have the right to renew it if we feel we're satisfied with the services we're getting and we don't think it's worth putting it out and having to deal with the intangibles that go along with it.
That's what we did in the past.
Okay. Ryan,
I think that answers
that
the question.
To 18.
We're very, very satisfied with what's going on.
Absolutely.
So we need to come.
Yep, absolutely.
If we weren't satisfied,
I've got a copy.
This is a copy?
That's a copy.
Oh, it is.
I've got the original.
Yeah, you might change
it. Just had to change the date to 18.
Okay.
Never mind, I'll take the copy.
Yeah.
change the date?
He's got 2/20/17.
It is in the 2/20/17. Okay, yeah. I got you. I'll let you put the 8 on.
Yeah, well,
and this is just
stuck in the past.
That's what?
This, so you know, Matt did look at it.
Oh, okay. This is the email with Billy and Matt showing that Matt had looked at.
I emailed it all to him, and he, that's what he sent me back. So he did look at it. Said it was fine.
Let's call for the question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The question has been called. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have renewed your contract.
Awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate the work. You.
That was the basis of my joke.
Okay. No. Got it. Oh, man. You, sometimes you never know what is taking place.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Right.
What else, Billy?
That's about it.
Have you finished tires yet?
We've been making 2 and 3 trips a week.
Is that the voucher, the UC voucher for Matt Burnett?
No, that was a copy.
No, that's...
I'll just give that back to Mary.
He went to go get them trailers.
Oh, okay.
No, they go down in a day. It's a Tremont.
Down to that.
They're doing it in about 9 hours.
We're making tires, headway.
The tires are starting to...
You're catching them?
Yeah, well, there for a while I thought, oh my goodness. Because it was like we weren't gaining, but now we're starting to see.
You can see
we're
the
starting
pile.
To see it. Yeah, so I'm happy. But other than that, everything.
Did you get your automation for your baler yet?
They'll be here the 20th of March with the new eyes and stuff in it. Right now we're just running a manual, and which Brian is really good on that. I mean, he gets it, but you still have to. It could destroy itself. Mm-hmm. Real. So we anything that's kind of the harder stuff, we just separate, take the loose film until we get the new eyes put in it and stuff. So
it's a lot like a crusher.
It's like a crusher. It really is. Yeah.
It can destroy itself.
Yeah. But other than that, it's for being as old as it is, it's in really good shape. It's kind of a neat machine, really. I never spent much time around it, but it's just had a lot of wear. We're getting all the wing walls fixed on it and everything. There was just a lot of electrical issues and stuff that just a lot of neglect. But it's looking really good.
Good. Perfect. Well, thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Bob. Thank you for your help.
Thanks, Bob. See you.
Mary, do you have a little business for us?
I do.
Sneak in here.
Mr. Chairman, I have 2 financial institutions that are making applications for deposit of public funds. We have to designate where we deposit our money. So the first one is for First Bank, which their parent company is Glacier Bancorp, Inc. And then the second one is Bank of Jackson Hole, with their local bank being the Bank of Sublette County. And those are.
And we already have funds in both of those.
We do. We do. Just renewing
outfits.
Them.
Just renewing.
Yeah.
Entertain a motion.
So moved. Designate them both. Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we designate First Bank, a division of Glacier Bank, and Bank of Sublette County as official depositories for Sublette County. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Then I have I have 2 of the fire contracts. If you recall, Unified Fire, we contract with each of the towns, and that is so that we are providing fire services to the towns. Shad is the county fire warden, but he also is the fire chief for the communities, so we have a contract with each of the towns. I only have two of the contracts that have come back to us signed. One is for Marbleton, the other one is for Pinedale. So I need to have you approve those and sign them, please.
And do those have a $10 annual fee?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the unified fire contracts with Pinedale and Marbleton.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we enter into the contract, renew the contract for fire services for the towns of Marbleton and Pinedale. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Did we get the $10?
You know, I don't think so.
Well, I'm not going to sign these till I get my $10.
Is it $10 or what?
$10.
What was?
Marbleton only approved one.
Only approved ten. One what?
$1.
Oh, really? Well, I ain't signing theirs then. That's it. That's
it. The other nine.
Okay.
I'll front you the other.
Okay.
Can't do that. I tried. Water Creek Road.
You know, that would be, that'd be kind of funny if we just sent it back. But just
say, uh-uh.
Sorry.
Nobody
yeah. You're $9 short.
$9 short.
Will you send them just a quick little email letting them know that it's a $10 fee?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, and you know.
I went ahead and signed it, though.
And it says $10.
It does. It says $10 on both
of
them.
In the contract, both of them. So.
Anyway.
That was a down payment.
I have a resolution for you to sign. This is
they're paying monthly.
Yeah, they're paying monthly.
They'll do a monthly payment.
This is a resolution. When you last meeting with planning and zoning, we passed a conditional use permit for the dog kennel.
Right.
And this is the resolution that goes along with that.
Okay.
So I need all of you.
Very good.
You don't need to adopt it. You've already adopted it.
We've already adopted it. We just need to sign it.
Yeah.
Do I get $10 with this one too, or not?
So, no, you get nothing with it.
Oh.
I had a long weekend. I had a good day. This was in my new shop.
You get nothing.
Maybe if I got $10 every time we signed something, that might help.
Help what?
Help what?
Yeah, right.
What's he gonna help?
Yeah.
Can I see the transfer station?
Contract? Do take note the date was wrong on there.
Well, the date's right on the one I
just
right
letting her know.
Yeah.
But when he signed it.
Yeah.
When he signed it, he dated it. 2017.
Okay.
I can honestly say I have not done yet that yet this year. I've done 2018 on everything I've written.
18 seems to be more fluent than 17.
I think I've been successful.
Been pretty
so
good
far.
So far.
Usually by now you've made several.
Right.
Mistakes.
Right. What else?
So, Mr. Chairman, I have the contract that we had drafted up for CTC Technology. Okay, so this is Joanne Hovis that was here at your last meeting.
Yeah.
And it's ready for you to sign. However, I am not sure on the money part. So, Thomas, there, because this is the original $100,000,
mm-hmm.
not to exceed $100,000,
mm-hmm.
but I know that there was some email that went back and forth that reduced that cost.
There was three different proposals, and
which one did we agree to?
Well, the motion had the $100,000 in it,
I think the motion, but we are working. What's that?
Is there anything by the hour?
Not to exceed, but we also have the provision there for the hourly rate.
And the hourly rate, yeah.
It could be terminated anytime.
The termination thing is key, is that in there? Because if we hit a brick wall here in the next.
Is the hourly rate sheet in there?
The motion was not to exceed $100,000, and the hourly rate is proposed in that contract that we had given us.
Right.
I don't remember what the hourly rate was.
We have it, it was like, there's four different ones, whether it's top dollar, the second dollar, or assistance, whatever.
Hourly thing, which we could attach.
$375.
I haven't sent this off to her yet, I just got it from there.
Okay.
And what, you're asking me about the termination time of the.
Yeah, we need to make sure that's in there.
I think the hourly rate and the termination things need to be in.
Okay, and the termination is 30 days.
30 day notice?
Yeah.
But no.
We can attach the fees, that's not a problem.
Why don't you attach the fees, send it to them?
Because they may want to revise it also.
Right, and that's what I would suggest, is that this is pretty plain Jane, it's a standard contract for us, Matt's has made it. I'd suggest, unless you've got anything else, I'll attach the fees that came with the proposal.
Right.
And send it off to Joanne and let them take a look at it, see if they've got any concerns.
Okay, and let's ask Matt also if he's okay with just attaching the fees, or if it needs to be put within the contract.
Okay.
Somewhere.
So at this point, are we gonna continue, oh, you're gonna send it to them?
She's gonna send it to them.
Then we'll sign it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it.
Because if they're fine, we're fine, I mean, we're generating a contract.
We're at a point where we're not in a crunch, so.
Right.
I think.
There's anything to do yet.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
I do.
With the timeline, they've all been met.
Yeah.
There's anything to do yet.
Okay, so let's attach the fees, send that to them, and then ask Matt if the fees are okay attached, or if it needs to be put inside the contract.
Okay.
Termination.
What else? I have nothing else except for vouchers this afternoon. If you'll notice, Todd Hurd will be here. That was added to your agenda, I believe, from Friday. And then we also will have a conference call with Paul Stilling, because he can't get out of Casper.
That pansy.
Yeah. But it was funny, because he emailed me all day yesterday. He's like, I'm coming, if I can.
This happens every year, too. He freaks out at the day that he's supposed to be here.
Yeah. So anyway, I've got the reports, and we can do the conference call. He was not happy that he wasn't going to be able to be here, because we did a conference call last year and he hasn't met you guys.
He did fine.
So anyway, but
it kills him.
Yeah. It upsets him. So
he's one of those guys that wants to sit across the table for explain it to you.
So there's that. I don't think I have anything else.
Okay. We will take a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and carry on.